Hello, my fellow nerds, and welcome to the Captain's Quarters, the unofficial Star Trek rewatch podcast where we are rewatching the entire Star Trek franchise, starting at the beginning of the official chronology. My name is Gabe, and I'm with my co-captain Jason. Make it so, Jason.
Hail the Terran Empire!
Wow. Today we're talking about Star Trek Enterprise, Season 4, Episode 18, called In a Mirror, Darkly. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a synopsis real quick, and then we'll get into it. All right, so in the year 2063, a Vulcan ship lands on Earth, hoping to establish peaceful contact with humans. However, Zefram Cochrane shoots the lead Vulcan, triggering a violent response from the humans, who storm and loot the ship. Fast forward to 2155, aboard the Enterprise, Captain Archer becomes increasingly obsessed with acquiring advanced technology. He takes control of the ship after ambushing his superior, Captain Forrest, and forms a plan to raid Tholian space for their technology. Despite initial resistance, Archer gains support and sets the course for a shipyard. However, their mission takes a deadly turn when Tholian vessels attack, leading to destruction of the Enterprise and sacrificing Captain Forrest to save his crew. So, if that synopsis sounded a little strange, that's because this is a mirror episode. And this is my first mirror episode. The first one I've ever seen. So, momentous occasion for me.
It is. I was about to say this is a kind of a pivotal moment for you in a mirror universe, mirror episode.
Yeah. And it's satisfying too, because we've known for a long time this series is only 4 seasons. And now we can sort of check that box. You know, because there was a concern that, like, we don't get the full Star Trek experience if we don't get a mirror episode, but here we are. We got one, and actually this is part one, so we're going to get 2 of them. So this, I mean, our podcast, we talk a lot about, like, world building and and the larger arc of the story, and how it relates to the even larger arc of the whole Star Trek, like, pantheon or whatever. But this is weird because so much of this is inconsequential.
In this one, yeah, a little bit.
These are alternate versions of the characters we know and love. They're torturing aliens. At the very beginning of this episode, they are torturing what was that alien?
A Tellarite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tellarites are the ones who are rude when they first are introduced. They're torturing them, but they're, like, sadistic about it. They're kind of, like, laughing as the Tellarite sort of squeals in pain, and there's mutiny. Commander Archer, like, you know, violently attacks. You know, it's a violent mutiny. Throws Captain Forrest in the brig. You know, Archer's not a great guy in this one. Sato is some sort of, like, seductress, like,
the female consort to the captain.
Wikipedia calls her the captain's woman, but you're calling it consort. I like that better.
Yeah.
So these are just, they're just alternate versions of the characters we know. And
yes,
there was a big part of it, though, that I wanted to ask you, Jason. So the Tholians, the technology that Archer is after, is actually a Starfleet ship from the future of an alternate universe that this episode resides in.
It is absolutely, and the alternate. So I'm glad you brought that up, because the USS Defiant. So let me backtrack it a little bit.
Yeah.
So this episode is two episodes, basically, in my estimation. So it's a sequel to an episode to two original series episodes. One called it's a sequel to A Mirror Mirror. I'm sorry. It's a prequel to A Mirror Mirror. And then it's a sequel to an episode called Tholian Web.
Okay.
Because the Defiant, the ship, the Constitution class starship from the future, is from the episode Tholian Web. And in that episode, we see the Tholians capture the Defiant within that huge honeycomb, that huge webbing.
Yeah.
That big spider's web of a cage.
Yeah.
In this episode, how they trap the ISS Enterprise.
Right.
And so we see that, and so it's potentially a kind of callback, harken back. This is potentially what happened to the Defiant from the original episode, the original series called Tholian Web. So there is crossover there. So there is potential crossover there from the original series.
Wow. You're blowing my mind right now.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So when you said inconsequential, it is a little bit, because it's, you know, we don't see Archer and T'Pol, like, get transported into this, you know, or there's a transporter malfunction and they get transported into this universe.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I may have given a little bit away from, a tiny bit from the original series, because that's how we meet the mirror counterparts, is that there's a transporter. We'll get there.
That's what I was going to ask you. So in the other series, when they have a mirror episode, is it explained, or does it just present it as a standalone thing? And you're just
they've done it, but they've done it in multiple ways.
Okay.
Like, the temporal anomaly will open and they'll fly into the mirror universe, or they'll get transported to the mirror universe. Or there's been a couple of episodes where we just wake up with characters from the mirror universe.
Okay. With no explanation.
Not really.
And
no.
you just kind of understand, then, you know, that's what
they've kidnapped. Mm. They've kidnapped, you know, one of our heroes from a temporal anomaly or something like that. But
okay,
that's coming from memory, so
yeah,
I may be fuzzy.
Okay. So what's interesting about this one, it's just tabling the prequel sequel thing, which I think I'm probably going to need to ask you about again. But
okay.
So the way that they explain this alternate universe is that the Tholians used some sort of bomb to, like, create like a rift in space.
Correct.
And then they sent a distress signal through that portal, and then the Starfleet ship responded, and when they did, they were captured by the Tholians.
Correct. Thus, and that's why
it's
potentially a sequel to the episode Tholian Web, because that's the last time we see the Defiant, and we don't know what happens to the Defiant. So this could be... this potentially is what happens to the Defiant.
But I can't imagine that in the original series they had that web, because it was CGI.
The Tholian web?
Yeah.
They do. Like, they do.
What does it look like? It was like a cloth web or something? Was this...
No, they did a pretty good job. I don't remember what technology they were able to use to create the web.
Hmm.
But it wasn't as cool, obviously, as the one from 2003 or 4 or 5.
Okay.
Whatever.
Because,
but yeah, no, we do see us only.
Wasn't
yeah.
some of the original series black and white? Or no? Am I making that up?
No.
No?
Not to my, no.
Oh,
no. No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
Oh.
There may have been a couple of scenes in the pilot episode, The Cage, that was kind of in black and white, but then it becomes color once we get to the bridge.
So that was just a stylistic thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See,
but no, every episode's in color.
Oh, okay. That just shows how little I know about the original series.
The original series.
I just remember my stepdad telling me that you could see like the string like holding up the Enterprise, like
yeah. That's the joke, right? As it's flying across the screen, it's like angled down because the forward section is heavier.
So
they know George Lucas back then.
I just yeah.
Who knew that you mount the ship and you just move the camera around it to make it look like. But that's
go figure.
What is that? 13 years later?
Sounds right.
Or 12 years later, yeah. 11 years later in Star Trek, Star Wars rather.
Well, I just can't imagine they were able to pull off anything more like this web. This Tholian web, because in this episode, the web is like this electric, like grid thing that shrinks in space, and obviously, using modern CGI and stuff, they do it. I just can't imagine it in their original.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No. They. No. It wasn't that bad from memory. If I recall.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad, but it's not as cool as the one.
So. That part is what you think this is a sequel to?
Yes.
And then what were you saying it's a prequel to?
It's a prequel to A Mirror Mirror, because that is the Mirror Universe with our friends Kirk and Spock and Uhura and Chekhov and Sulu and everybody else. So this is pre-Kirk and Spock Mirror Universe.
Got it. I see what you're saying. Okay. And then what about like when they go on the Defiant in this episode?
Yeah.
Were there any callbacks in there? Because I noticed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. The officer in the red uniform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's totally from the original series. Archer takes a phaser.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from the original series.
They made a big deal about
that.
The
bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bridge itself, I mean, that was a recreation of the our Constitution class Enterprise bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Sulu, okay, so do you remember in the episode where Archer walks around the Helms table, the nav station? And that viewer thing rises up and he looks into it.
Yeah.
Well, that's Sulu's, you know, that was Sulu's visual device thing that rises out of the nav pad. And then in the second episode, I'm hoping that we'll get to see more like callbacks to like the uniform.
Okay.
You know, that they'll change into the 60s style, you know, uniforms.
Okay.
Here's hoping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, even the sound effects, you know, that all comes from the 60s style Enterprise, which was really cool to see.
Cool. In the original, like, do they make a big deal about the idea that there's two ships? There's the Enterprise and there's this Constitution class ship out there?
Is it another? Because the Defiant? Yeah, because there are plenty of episodes where we see the other Constitution classes, like the Andromeda, the Constellation from the original series.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man,
there are other
sometimes when you
classes.
Tell me that stuff, it just kind of blows my mind. Like, that's, you know, so like innovative and in both regards, from a production level and just a story.
Well, I'm sure they just, you know, tape over or somehow paint over. Or they may have had enough money to have models of the Constitution class and then just, you know, painted in a new, you know, serial number and new name.
Okay. Crazy.
And then just, you know, reuse the Enterprise bridge just for every...
And then do you know if we see Tholians in these episodes you're talking about?
Yes. And so we do see the Tholian in Tholian Web, but in this episode we get to see its whole body. And you know, in the original series we only kind of get to see its head.
Okay.
In this series, we find out that the Tholians are this cybernetic. No, that's the wrong word. Is more of like a six-legged, four-legged, we get to see its whole body.
Okay.
Remember when he's getting tortured, when he's getting tortured by Phlox?
Right.
We get to see its whole body. We don't get to see that.
Got it.
In the original series. So that's really, that was really cool about this episode.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, what did you think? What did you think about this episode?
I want to hear from you first because this is, you know. I want to get your reaction from. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
They redid the opening.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So they changed.
Almost missed it too because I'm so used to skipping the intro.
Oh,
do you skip it every time? I skip it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It was pure chance that I did not click the skip button, and I lingered just long enough to recognize that something was different. So I watched the whole thing, but yeah, it was very kind of like propaganda, like war video, like,
yeah.
excuse
me.
And yeah, just everything was different. The the logo for Starfleet was different. And then what does Terran mean?
Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, just Earth.
Is that,
or land.
Is that an established
but it's Earth.
Established term, like,
yes.
In Star Trek or just everywhere or?
Yes. Yeah, in everywhere, but in this instance, in particular, it is the Earth Human Terran Empire, ruled by the Terran Empire. Terran Emperor. Excuse me.
Yeah, because like I mean, obviously I'm familiar with like Terra Firma and stuff like that, but
yeah,
I didn't realize that Terran was like a phrase that people used.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's usually... So I think in a lot of times, it's usually in science fiction that it's like the inhabitants of Earth.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I think.
They probably all stole it from Star Trek.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know if Star Trek was the first one. But yeah.
So... Yeah, you asked my opinion. If they did not tie it in to our universe with this like rift in the fabric of space, I would have been very disinterested. And I was so glad that they did that. Because that like kept it in universe to me, like, because I had never seen a Mirror episode, but I was like somewhat familiar with what it was about. I thought that this whole time that it was just going to be some like absurd version of Star Trek that we were just supposed to accept, like kind of existed as its own.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes shows will, like an episode of The Simpsons, like the Halloween episode every year. Do you ever watch The Simpsons?
Yes.
A standalone.
It's been a long time.
Like it's not connected to the rest of it, because like things will happen, like people get beheaded or whatever, and then it's not permanent or whatever. So like that, like particularly for us, because I feel like, or at least for me, I'm in it to like learn more about Star Trek, and I don't feel like you necessarily, when I see Phlox like torturing somebody, I don't feel like I'm necessarily learning anything about Denobulans at that point. So
yeah.
So very happy they did that. Super happy to hear that it ties in with like the original series. That's really cool.
It does, yeah.
I thought it was interesting that this was supposed to be an alternate version of Archer, this Commander Archer. But to be honest, his mannerisms weren't that far off from grumpy, aggressive Archer that we run into on occasion.
It's taken up a notch.
For sure, yeah.
Like, a couple of folds, though.
Oh, yeah. And he has zero morals. But everyone else did a 180.
Yes.
Except for maybe T'Pol.
I was about to say, and that's why I hesitated a little bit. I was like, T'Pol still has that loyalty. It's just the loyalty to Admiral Forrest.
Right.
Captain Forrest. Captain Forrest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you? I was happy that they brought Von Armstrong back.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool way to bring him back.
And then they just killed him again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like twice in a season.
Yeah, I was happy they did that for sure. So I don't wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
When Zefram Cochrane shoots the Vulcan at the beginning, is this universe and the universe we've known on the same continuum, and then it splits at that moment, or are they parallel at all times? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. So basically, it is just the alternate version of. It is the road not taken in the original, in the timeline that we know and love.
Okay.
So basically, that's a cool scene, because they basically reused footage from Star Trek First Contact.
Really?
And then, so that's basically the scene. But Zefram Cochrane goes out and shakes the Vulcan's hand, and then in this one he takes out a shotgun and he blows them away, and they go loot the
Was it literally the same footage?
Basically I haven't seen it like side by side.
Okay.
But it's basically James Cromwell and whomever played the Vulcan, and that was. So I think they reused quite a bit of the footage. They may have been able to reshoot a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely certain how much they reshot, but it's basically the same from First Contact, which was really cool.
So was James...
And then I wanted to... So before...
Sorry, go ahead.
So before we move on, I just want to mention that the theme song, when they play that scene, comes from First Contact, and I want to say that is my favorite version of the Star Trek theme song. Yeah.
Wow.
So Star Trek fans, my favorite is the Star Trek First Contact, because it's beautiful. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so my question was, if they did reshoot the James Cromwell stuff, was he age appropriate? Yeah. Was he portrayed as the same age as he was in...
So, yes. Yeah. So that's why I think they just reused it. And then added, you know, a person to, you know, because they only showed... Because they didn't show Zefram Cochran pulling out the shotgun. They zoomed in to kind of his chest where he pulls out the shotgun, and you don't actually see him pull out the shotgun. So I don't know if they reshot it or they reused footage and then just added that bit.
Yeah, because I remember him in season one of this show as Zefram Cochran. Yeah. But yeah. What I don't remember is if he was drastically older, or I guess it was footage of him, so he didn't need to be older, right? Yeah. Because he's dead.
Yeah.
He's long dead.
Yeah. He's long gone. Long gone. I think.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. It's a mystery, right? What happens to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Weird. I can't believe that was like the exact same footage. I just assumed they just reshot it.
Yeah, so I think they reused it and then
just added shooting. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I could be wrong. They could have totally redone it and, you know, updated it, you know, and used him, got him again and got the actor to play the Vulcan again. But it seemed to me, again, that it was just reused.
Hmm. Interesting. And I know I've asked you this before years ago at this point, but First Contact is a movie, right?
It is, yes.
Obviously, that scene would be the first, would predate Enterprise. Should we have watched that if we're sticking to the timeline?
No. That's not necessary.
Because that's just like a flashback type thing in that movie?
No, actually, no. It's actually pretty much the backdrop to the movie. It is the second plot line to First Contact.
Okay.
Because that's what the Enterprise goes back in time to stop the Borg from preventing.
Got it.
Is First Contact.
Okay.
But I don't think it's necessary that we should have gone back to watch First Contact for this.
Okay.
This was just...
I seem to recall having this conversation before.
Yeah, this was just a fun twist.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, okay, this is a mirror episode.
Okay.
This is how it starts.
So what did you think, man?
I thought it was fun. You know, they let T'Pol put her hair down. It's long. Archer, did you notice that everyone's basically got like this military style like buzz cut? Mm-hmm. And did they dye his hair black?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering. I was like, is it just short and darker because it's shorter? But I thought it was a fun episode. And world building, universe building, a lot of callbacks, throwbacks. We get a history of it. You know, the Enterprise has a cloaking device.
Suliban.
We're introduced to the booth. Yeah, exactly. We're introduced to the booth.
What's that?
That's the torture chamber, basically.
Oh.
That Archer
that was a thing?
Is put in. Yeah. And then the Tellarite is also in the booth, that torture chamber. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And then, the other thing, too, was... This is a smaller callback, but did you notice that Tucker's face is kind of melted on one side? Mm-hmm. And he said he's, you know, suffered from delta radiation.
Yeah.
So that, fellow Star Trek fans, as you would know, is kind of a callback, throwback to what happens to Christopher Pike, The second...
Huh.
Arguably either the first or second captain of the Enterprise before Kirk. And that was kind of a nice kind of... harken back to what happens to Captain Pike, but it in the original series, and in Strange New Worlds, as a matter of fact, and we're kind of getting a little hint of that, not completely deformed, but you know, a little bit deformed. But yeah, no, I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool that Sato got a large role.
Mm-hmm.
Mayweather got a larger role in this episode. Mm-hmm. Totally different character.
I have to say, I liked this version of Reed better. Even though...
Oh, really?
He was like a sadistic bad guy. I think he plays a good good heavy. Like the smirk he would do, like when he was like, you know... I could take him down to cargo.
Enjoying and torturing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that role suited that actor much better than Reed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Than the Reed we know. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then did you notice Porthos also got recast?
Yeah. Porthos is recast
in this episode anyways.
Yeah,
it's a Rottweiler, I believe.
Yeah they should have just like given him a mohawk or something. That would have been funny.
And then and then the other thing too is that they're playing with the Tucker and T'Pol thing where she mind melds him and
yeah
basically gets him to sabotage
mm-hmm.
the cloaking device, was it?
Right.
Or the engines or something like that?
Yeah, it was. The Sulaban cloaking device.
The cloaking device, mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a good scene, too. Yeah, well, okay. What would you rate this one?
Oh, I'm going to give this a 3 pips.
All right.
Out of 4 or 4 or 6. I'm not entirely certain if this gets an admiral or a captain, but this was a really good episode. And again, this is another episode where I think if this was in the first season or the second season, I think that this could have potentially 20 years ago, 18 years ago, given us more.
Mm-hmm.
I if this was early in the production, and who knows? We could be wrong. And even if this was popular back then, and I think it was, because of the changes happening at the studio and the changes between Paramount and UPN and the television deal rights and all that kind of stuff, it may have still ended at the fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
But if this would have started in the first season or second season, I don't think we would be coming up to the end in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, agreed.
This was great.
Yeah. Agreed.
Oh, I did want to mention that the start date was January 13th, 2155.
Nice.
So, you know, a year ahead of, I think, about a year. I think, are we in 2155 in the original time, in the not Mirror Universe? I think we're pretty close.
Good question. I don't know. I know you called it out. I know it was December.
Okay.
Because you said Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
in
right,
the last
that's
podcast
right. So, yeah,
episode.
So it is. So it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. But it has nothing to do with the episode.
Okay.
Well, it has a little to do with the episode, but it has more to do with the opening.
Okay.
Okay. So in the opening, mm-hmm. I am convinced, and I don't have proof, but I am convinced that one of the scenes, one of the shots,
mm-hmm.
is the Soviet, is a Soviet Alpha submarine, and we see a submarine firing a torpedo.
Okay.
At another submarine.
Okay.
I'm a huge Hunt for
Red
October fan. And I think this was footage from Hunt for Red October, the Soviet Alpha submarine Konovalov, captained by Captain Tupolev.
No way.
From Hunt for Red October. I think so. I've seen that movie enough to that I was like, oh, that's the Konovalov firing the torpedo.
Wow.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
That, oh man, you have seen that movie too many times, my friend. Wow. My God. How do you, like, is there a relationship?
It's rumored that he's got a special place in his heart for you. There's very little room in Tupolev's heart other than Tupolev.
I'm not one to talk about obsessively rewatching things. I mean, I just rewatched Friends for probably the 28th time in my life, but how could they get away with using that footage? Do you think there was a relationship with the studios?
So, yeah, I do. I think Hunt for Red October, because I think there were so many other reused movie scenes from that opening, and they could have all been Paramount Pictures or whomever it was that carried the rights to both Enterprise and obviously and again, I could be wrong, right? I could be wrong. But to me in my heart, I'm convinced that that was the Konovalov firing a torpedo.
Crazy. Man. I mean, there's definitely stuff from movies where I would have the same experience, but...
Yeah.
That's such a, nondescript... A submarine firing a torpedo would look like a submarine firing a torpedo, like, from any angle, like, whatever, you know, like, so the idea that you're able to pinpoint it's that exact scene is kind of scary, man.
it is, like I said, my brother, my father, and my aunts. It's our favorite movie. It's one of our favorite movies. We quote it all the time. And it is, like we talked about before, it is one of those movies where no matter where it is on television, I will stop and watch it.
Wow.
Even if it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The last 20 seconds.
Yep. I used to be that way with Braveheart.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Till I found out he was anti-Semitic. Now I'm not so much, but. But, yeah, man, that's wild that you... were able to pinpoint that. So,
and so if the Hunt for Red October was a Paramount Pictures film, mm-hmm. then it's more likely.
Okay.
But who knows?
Okay. Just so then, when Alec Baldwin killed that lady, did that hit you especially hard? Because you were like, are you like, do you feel attached to him?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Is he the prototypical Jack Ryan in my mind? Yes, but it's not.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He's not. He's not, you know.
Other than that, you're not like an ardent Alec Baldwin
follower
or anything.
No.
Okay. I'm actually watching 30 Rock right now for the first time.
Oh.
And I'm enjoying that quite a bit. It's one of those shows I've always been meaning to watch. And now that I've finished Friends for the 28th time.
It's time to move on to something new.
Yeah, yeah. See, normally I would go back to How I Met Your Mother and rewatch that, or The Office, but I just...
How has How I Met Your Mother aged? I'm curious.
Oh, boy.
And how has Friends aged, in your opinion?
In my opinion, almost 30 years. Friends has aged better than How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely there's jokes that don't hold up, like, for many reasons, but...
Okay.
How I Met Your Mother at the time was very cool and just, like...
Yeah.
I feel like it loses its, like, emotional impact over time. Whereas Friends, I think, didn't rely on... I think it was more about the performances than maybe some other sitcoms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
sure.
But anyway. But I don't have Hulu anymore, so I can't watch How I Met Your Mother. So I was like desperate for something because I always need something on.
Okay.
And so that's where I landed on 30 Rock. So.
Okay.
But okay. Well. Was there anything else about this episode you want to talk about? Oh, wait, hold on. I want to ask you one thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is the difference between USS Enterprise and ISS?
So USS is United's, I'm going to get roasted by Star Trek fans. I don't recall at the moment what it stands for. And I believe the ISS in the Mirror Universe is Imperial. Oh boy. This is where I get.
Oh, wait. Okay. So the ISS only applies to the Mirror Universe?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. So,
and I believe it is United Spaceship, and this is ISS is Imperial Spaceship or Starship.
Okay, but
that's what.
But
yes.
So that actually changes my understanding of this episode because I thought.
Oh.
I thought the ISS Defiant, was that what it was called?
So the Constitution class starship that we see that is being held by the Thylians is actually USS.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because in this episode, the Enterprise is called the ISS Enterprise.
It is right? The ISS. Okay. It is the Imperial Starship.
Got it. Yes. Never mind. Okay. My understanding remains intact. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Other than that, nothing else to say about this episode. Anything else for you?
Nope, I think that's it. Yeah, no, that's it. It's just a fun episode.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward to part 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man.
Yep.
Hey, did you
anything in the news?
I mean,
not that kind of new,
other you know, than the world falling Star Wars apart, or anything? You know.
No. In the Star Wars or Star Trek universe, anything?
There was a Star Wars open world game that was announced, Outlaws.
Oh, okay.
That's, I feel like I will probably end up playing. Yeah.
Is it online? Is it an online game?
See, I don't know. Because here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they marketed it as the first open world Star Wars game. And that's a weird statement to make because, like, you know, the Old Republic was...
Yes.
Was a, you know, a massive multiplayer online RPG, right? And so...
Yes.
I mean, in that game, you could, like, get in your ship and fly to another planet. And then we get to the planet, you could walk all around it. So, like, to me, that's an open world.
Right.
But I think they're drawing the distinction that it's like that's an online game and this is not that. This is like a solo adventure, you know? Like, I think.
Okay.
But I think it gets murky because you could say the same thing about Elden Ring, but Elden Ring has an online component. I mean, you are like the main character and it's your world that you're walking around, but like when you fight a boss or when you get to certain waypoints, you can bring in other players online. I think it's a bit confusing when they say first open world game, but I do think that'll mean that it's more like it'll definitely be more linear, like in the, even though that's an oxymoron when you're talking about open world game, but at least like the way you progress through whatever avenue you take, whereas in those online games it's like, you know, you're kind of like it's kind of just about like teaming up with other people and like leveling up and fighting each other and stuff. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. I thought it looked good. So I was excited about that.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then I think they did announce the release dates for the next Star Wars movies. I think it's I think it's like not till like 2025 or 2026 or something.
Okay, because did I see Ahsoka gets a August release date?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so other than that, I don't know if there's a whole lot going on.
Okay, so Strange New Worlds season 2 premiered on Paramount not sure if I can say that. Today. So season 2 Strange New Worlds is already out.
Are you watching it?
So I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Captain Pike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. How is it?
It's good. I've only seen the first few minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
I will get to it later, tonight probably.
Okay.
So.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right. Well.
All right.
And then we'll have to decide if we watch that before we watch the original one. So.
Yeah. That's going to be challenging because we'll see how many seasons it goes. So, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Follow us on all the stuff. Follow us on TikTok and follow us on Spotify. And we appreciate it. And until next time, live long and prosper.
Hail the Terran Empire.
See you.